Sandra, welcome to Get the Right Butts in Seats, an event marketing podcast that helps service-based entrepreneurs plan, promote, and profit from live events. I'm your host, Shatoya Antwine, and it's time to talk all things event marketing. So let's get started. So today we're going to be talking about how to choose a signature event that will grow your business. For those who don't know, I am Shatoya. I'm the owner and event planner of A La Carte Galore, and I help entrepreneurs plan, coordinate, and execute signature events and retreats that actually help scale their businesses. So my main focus is to help you to be able to increase your profits within your business, to help you increase your visibility through event marketing, and to also help you increase your credibility within your industry. Clients that I typically work with are service-based entrepreneurs. They are also authors, influencers, thought leaders, podcast hosts, and corporations as well. So my philosophy is that events are an integral part of succeeding in entrepreneurship. So basically, events is essential to earning higher profits within your business. And I feel as though entrepreneurs underestimate the power of events within their business model and the actual impact that it can have on their businesses. So event planning doesn't necessarily have to be hard, but I do feel that for entrepreneurs who aren't familiar with event planning, it is a lot more difficult for them because they're trying to DIY it. And one, there's nothing wrong with DIYing it, but the problem is a lot of entrepreneurs are failing with hosting events because they don't have any sound direction and they also don't have any sound foundation. So instead of hiring an event planner, people are trying to plan their events on their own and they have no idea what they're doing. Yeah, do it yourself. So it's nothing wrong with DIYing, but the problem is a lot of entrepreneurs don't have the direction and the foundation to actually do it themselves. They don't have the knowledge and the foundation to do it. So I recommend DIYing it, but I just want you guys to have the right mindset, the right tools, the right resources and everything so that your event can be successful. So I know a lot of times you guys may see entrepreneurs hosting events and you may see like it's getting closer towards the event and the event has either gotten pushed back, it's got canceled, it's got rescheduled, and the problem is the host or whoever is hosting the event, they have failed to actually get butts in the seats. So they have failed to sell a certain amount of tickets for the event to be able to produce revenue, as well as for the event to actually be able to make profits. So today we're going to talk about choosing a signature event that's going to help you grow your business. So the first thing is to think about pricing. And now when you're thinking about pricing, it's thinking about like what you're going to price the tickets for your event. So how much is it going to cost for individuals to actually register for the event? But I want you guys to think and kind of shift your mindset to the fact that sometimes less is more. I know a lot of times entrepreneurs feel like, oh, I have to host an event and I have to get 100 people for it to be a great event and it has to sell out at 100 people. We have to shift our mindset, and when we're thinking about more high level and high value events and more premium events and services that we are providing, that you can up the price on it as premium, but you also have to make sure that you're providing the value for it. So just sticking with pricing for right now. So let's say that you have an event and it's $197. Let's say you get 50 people to sign up. That's $10,000. That's a lot of money just focusing on getting 50 people to attend your event. Let's say you also have an event or you want to change your pricing to like $397. So if you're doing an event for $397 and you give 40 people to register for your event, that's $16,000. And if you're going more premium, and there's different levels, your premium can be different based off of what you're offering. But let's say you're doing a premium event and it's $997. Don't try to get 100 people, especially if it's your first time doing it and you don't have a huge following or a huge audience. $997 at 15 people is $15,000. And if you were to do like a $1,500 event with 10 people, that's $15,000. So just trying to get you guys to change your mindset with figuring out what your signature event is going to be, allowing it to be a premium event and allowing it to be priced higher than what your current products and services are that you're offering right now. So if you're going to charge $197, if you're going to charge $397 or $997 or $1,500, you have to actually make sure that you're providing value on that exact level. Don't charge somebody $1,500 and you're providing value off of something that they could have Googled on their own. So when you think about value and you're doing premium events, think high value. So high value is you're dropping all of your gems that you have, like whatever you're an expert in, you're dropping all the gems, you're giving them all the tips, all the tools, all the resources, the processes, the action steps, the templates, the action plans, like literally you're giving them everything. So that's what high value is. So you can kind of decide if you're going to do a done with you model or a done for you model. So if you're doing done with you, you're providing high premium value. You're actually working through the steps and the action plans and the templates with them. So you're doing it with them. You're teaching them and helping them implement it as you go. Or you can have a done for you model where you're teaching them and you're literally like walking them through everything step by step within their business, whether it's like one-on-one sessions during the event, allowing them to be able to ask questions, allowing them to literally implement everything there, or at least providing them with the blueprint to actually do it once they leave. So think about pricing, thinking about high value, and then next determining what your actual topic or theme is going to be. I don't do anything in music management. So my clients are service-based entrepreneurs, authors, influencers, thought leaders, and podcast hosts and corporations. So when you're trying to think of a topic or a theme, think about like, what are you an expert in? So I feel as though I'm an expert with event planning. So I can help you plan an event. I can help you coordinate, execute the event. I can help you with a profit plan. I can help you with event marketing, an event marketing plan, as well as helping you to be able to increase your credibility within your industry. So that's what my expertise is. So figuring out what your expertise is, what your zone of genius is, and focusing on that solely. Also, do a deep dive and try to figure out like what content gets the most engagement. So whether it's social media, if you're doing blog posts, if you're doing live stream, kind of do an audit and figure out what your audience likes the most, like what's working for them the most. Do an audit on your current products and services that you have and figure out which ones are selling the most. You can also reach out to your audience, whether it's an email blast or during a survey of some sort, or if you have a Facebook group, asking them like, what are their pain points? Like, what exactly are they currently struggling in? What do they need help with to get to the next level? So maybe they're at like level 2 and they're trying to get to level 3, but they're stuck here and they need you to help them to get to the next level. So what is it that they're struggling with that they can't figure out on their own that they need you to help them with? That's another thing to think about. So those are the three that we're going to talk about today. So as far as pricing, making sure that your value actually matches your price point. And a lot of times what I do, if I have whatever service or product that I'm offering, obviously the content or what I'm providing is going to match it, but exceed the expectations of your audience. Like, give more than what they're actually expecting. Like, over deliver. It's okay to over deliver. So pricing, value, and then thinking of a topic or a theme. So if you're trying to figure out what to actually do, so you can do an audit on your business as we just discussed. You can send a survey out to your tribe, and then you can also do a poll within Facebook groups. So if you have your own Facebook group, or if Facebook groups that you are a part of allow you to do polls in their groups, then go ahead and tap into their audience and figure out if there are some people that you can actually reach and help and figure out what they're struggling with and actually provide value for them. So those are the three tips that I have for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know. Yesterday, I did an Instagram live on three strategies for service-based businesses to increase their profits through events. So you can go ahead and add me on Facebook. So I'm A La Carte Galore on Instagram and A La Carte Galore on Facebook as well. You can catch the replay, and I will also leave this one up as well. So you can also head over to my website, which is alacartegalore.com, and I actually have a free e-guide, and it will help you to be able to host and plan your next event. So, see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes for more resources, and I'll chat with you next time.